Blog Talk Radio.
And I'd add on to that. Give us information to the young people of the world in this country. They want to hear it. They want it. Give it to them. Don't hide it and tell lies and make stories. They're not stupid. They're not young men that'll panic. In fact, my own nephew is a research director of DACO Corporation. He calls me, his Uncle Phil, why don't they tell us the truth? We're not going to panic and pull our hair out. And one good example of this, which I always tell, to prove this point, that the young people will want it and they're not going to panic, they want to hear this. And that's one of the reasons I wrote this. Even my own grandchildren now will see it. And I always prove it this way. I commanded a battalion of 1,500 men, combat battalion. Average age of my soldiers was 19 and a half years old. I told my exec one day, my God, Maine were sending babies into battle. And these kids, they fought the greatest armies in the world. They didn't run. They didn't panic. They stood there and fought. And that, why do you think they'll panic? They wanted this information. They deserve it.
And you are certainly right. That's Philip Corso, C-O-R-S-O, Lieutenant Colonel. And he was in charge of the back engineering of the craft that we are now finding out about from the Pentagon. That they say one or two craft have been in hand, used by the government to back engineer all of that at the start of the Secret Space Force. But really, the real number is about 150 craft that they have on hand, that they have back engineered, and you'd be surprised of the things that they have done in terms of back engineering all of this. But let me tap into another program in the meantime. While we do that, let me talk about this gentleman abductions. Let's tap into this radio show. That should start in another 2 minutes, I guess. Two minutes and counting. This is Blog Talk Radio. And this is also Lights in the Night. And I'm Russ Johnson. And if you want to see more information about what we are talking about, go to lightsinthenight.org. Lightsinthenight.org. And there are a lot of archived programs that we have done on that website. And so here we are going back into the system of listening to Peter Mingles. Good morning, Peter. Peter?
Subscriber you have dialed is not available or has traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later. Message TT203TX52.
I see. All right, let's try them again. Let's try them again. Peter, where are you? 347-257-4097. I believe that's the number, if I'm not wrong. Peter, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And counting. 347. Peter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, $1, 347-254-097. 347-257-94097. Okay. All right, let's tap into the show. I wonder why he's not there. Maybe I had it wrong. What's this?
Please leave your message for 3-4-7-2-5-7-4-0-9-7.
Okay. That's what I got, 347-237. Maybe I dialed it wrong. Oh, I did. I dialed it wrong. All right, sorry about that. All right, 1 second. Back this up. 3-4-7. My mistake. 2-3-7-4-0-9-7. My mistake. My mistake. Yeah, my mistake. Hey, Peter, are you there? It's 12 o'clock here. Okay, something's wrong. Let me get rid of this one here. Peter? Let's see where we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We should be on the air. I don't know why. It dropped. 347 dial. 347-237-4090.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Thanks to you and the people important to you. So spread the word. Tell a friend. Join our newsletter and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Tuesday morning at noon. We have been running either live or replays of George.
I'll take George Norrie.
He sounds like George Norrie. Yep, exactly, of Russ Johnson.
I think Al Bell, George Norrie, any of the famous people.
Al Bell, George Norrie. Exactly. I was thinking about that. Only because we are here at 12 noon Eastern time. And I remember as a young man listening late at night on one of those either probably AM stations, like when people used to not have an internet and used to listen late at night. And sometimes I was driving home from wherever I might be driving home from, and listening to the Art Bells and the George Norries and the Coast to Coast and all that sort of stuff, and just being intrigued with that stuff, making me stay up way too late, because I probably should have been in bed. And I might have been either a college student or maybe on my way driving home from whatever, and the reality was, or in bed and just couldn't sleep. So the reality was is that I always enjoyed this sort of stuff. So I was fortunate when I received a phone call from Russ Johnson recently telling me that he was interested in promoting his podcast, which is, he's got several names for it. One of my favorites is lightsinthenight.org. That's the website. Yep. He was telling me that he's developing these podcasts as he wants to leave, if you will, his legacy of all this great information that's coming out now about space aliens and things along that line, supernatural stuff and all of those types of things. And he's also funding it with his MLM company. So I said, well, you know, it's just like anything else. If nobody knows who you are, they don't know who you are. You know, you're very established in your time when you were building stuff full-time. Now you're still kind of doing some stuff, and this is on another career path. And I'm like, well, let's get on the radio. So we've been doing these radio shows. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, you can go to Russ Johnson, you can look for that name, or you can look for UFO, because we're doing one radio show about UFOs. One of the benefits that I learned about network marketing is when I first joined, one of my first real network marketing companies I ever joined was a company that's no longer around, it's called Nutrition for Life. And I said, if I join Nutrition for Life, I'll probably learn about nutrition, which would be something that I don't really know that much about, you know. So the more you learn about something, the better. So when I joined that company, I knew I'd learn a lot more about that company and probably help myself and my family live better. And in times of, you know, these days and age, I know it has panned out. And I don't know really if I would have learned about any of that stuff anyway or otherwise. Well, when George said something about this UFO stuff, I said, oh, man, I'm going to love this radio show, because in addition to our listeners learning more, this host, meaning me, Peter Mingles, I'm going to learn a lot more as well. So George, Russ is into it, and he's expanded my views in many, many, many ways, and I'm kind of enjoying this. In a polite distraction, one of the biggest things that I need to do is tear away myself from his podcasts that he's done on other radio shows during the wrong time of the day. Like when you're supposed to be working, you shouldn't be listening to this stuff. So I said, okay, I'll be able to listen to this stuff late at night. So that's what I usually do as well. So thanks for being here, Russ Johnson, on your own radio show.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's my honor. Yeah. You know, this stuff has been out there for 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years or more. Because it really goes way back in thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years ago. But that somehow the schools and the universities and our churches and synagogues and other educational platforms didn't want us to know our history. And so we got a long ways to catch up, I tell you. Long ways. It's so much information. But anyway, so what I wanted to address, maybe talk about the Miami situation that happened just a couple of weeks ago, because a lot of people
sure.
just don't know about what happened there. But in the meantime, for the sake of brevity and to bring people up to speed, when we talk about Al Bielek, then Al Bell, Alec Bielek is another person. But when we talk about Al Bell or George Norrie, those guys have been out there for eons. Now, Al Bell has gone as of a couple of years ago. He crossed over. But while he was here, he had a late night program and coast to coast, if you will, a night show, another title 2 years ago. But what he did was to interview all the major people of the day back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, coming up through the 90s. And I just wanted to, and if you ever want to hear how the shows went, and you should just Google Al Bell and listen to some of the programs that he had. Even George Norrie is around, and he's still around. He's on Gaia, and he's still beyond belief is a program that he does these days. But I just wanted to let people hear a little bit about the guys who pioneered this whole thing, all these concepts about alien present, UFOs, who's here, who's not here, and why human beings are here, and about the planet. Here's a little bit from Al Bell.
Out of state, you're on the air in Las Vegas with Al Bielek. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Alaska.
Alaska, all right.
I believe you're absolutely correct about the who did the experiment, the New World Order, the international banker that took over our gold standard back in 1913.
Right.
I'm sure you're absolutely right. I'm the guy that predicts earthquakes, and we're going to have some in September.
Okay.
All right, any questions, sir?
What?
Any questions from Mr. Bielek?
Oh, yeah, questions. Gosh, I don't know how you're going to be able to prove to anybody you're telling the truth, but I don't really have a question. Good luck.
Thank you.
I can indirectly answer his question. Proof today of this is very difficult. The proof was almost in my hand several times, but let's say the government moved faster and got there first.
Well, they have lots of resources, Al.
They have vast resources, believe me.
All right. Line 3, you're on the air with Al Bielek. Good morning.
Yes, hi, Art and Al. Al, I'd like to know if you're related to the Dr. Cameron in Canada that was working with the CIA in mind control experiments.
Not that I know of. The family name is the same. And of course, I didn't tell the story of how I became Al Bielek, but nevertheless, I am fully aware of the Cameron story in Canada and MKUltra and the whole CIA project up there. And believe me, when I visited Montreal to give a series of lectures about years ago, I asked this question of my host if they heard of or knew of the Dr. Cameron. He says, oh, yes, we all know about him up here. And the Canadians were not pleased when they found out what was going on. Yes, I do know him. As far as I know, he's not directly related.
Okay, because his father was a Duncan Cameron, and he graduated from Glasgow. I thought you might be related. But did you say your brother, was he involved with a sodomy project, that Montauk project?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Your brother, was he involved with abducted boys who were, you know, the sodomy project, the Montauk project?
Yes, he was involved with the Montauk project. I was also, but as Al Bielek. And we were both involved, as well as some other people, including Preston Nichols. But Duncan was heavily involved with the Montauk project. That's true. But that is Duncan in the new body. That's another aspect of the story that's hard to go into. But he died in the project in the 83, and he was born into replaced, shall we say, put into another body back in 1963, in which had been born in 51.
Oh,
you know, metaphysics, it's hard to believe and accept, but nevertheless, the groups working with the government are very capable of, shall we say, shoving souls around and putting them anywhere as they want.
Where are you calling from, ma'am?
Salt Lake City.
Okay, any other questions?
Oh, that's fine. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, and good morning. This, yes, it's, you're beginning to get a bit metaphysical on us now, Al, but you said, I'm sure it all winds together.
It all locks together, but I'll try to keep it to hard science and things which are directly observable.
All right, out of state, you're on the air with Al Bielek in Phoenix. Where are you calling from, please?
Okay, thank you, sir. So I just want to play that little clip because he had hundreds of thousands, probably millions of listeners back in the 70s and 80s listening to that late night program that he had coast to coast. And what can I say? He did a magnificent job and he talked to people. Now, when you hear what he's talking about, most people say, what is he talking about? Pedophilia and using kids and little boys and whatever. All of it's true. And if you don't do your homework, you won't know it's true. And then he talked also, he mentioned something about the souls taken out of a body and put it in another body. All that's true is documented. And as a matter of fact, if you go to, and I'm going to, Peter, I'm going to come right back to you. If you go to listen to a young lady who was in the Secret Space Force, and her name is Sky Prince, SKYEPRINCE. Do your homework. See what she has to say. She has a lot of YouTube deals out there. She's been around, oh, Jesus, she looks like she's 40-some, but she's been around at least 100 years or maybe more because she's been in and out of in the Secret Space Force, they have a thing called 20 and back, right? She didn't go through 20 and back. You can do that three times, and then after about that, you won't be able to do it three times, you know, where they take you, put you on another planet, put you to work, put you to, you know, whether you do some investigating, whatever they put you to do, and then they bring you back to where they abducted you. Now, that's hard to believe, but it's true. But go to her websites and listen to what she has to say, Sky Prince, about the med bed and about the galactic chambers that they have already. The med bed, obviously, it's a bed you lie on, and what can I say, if you have cancer, diabetes, arthritic pain, fibromyalgia, dementia, whatever it is, you're cured. Now, that bed was given to us by the Palladians, and she'll talk about more of that, and it's supposed to be coming down for us to use on a regular day-by-day basis fairly soon. So you want to punch her up and listen to what she has to say, how they're being used, how they're going to be shared or spread out all across the country, and who's to use them and who won't be able to use them, and on and on and on, and all the nuances of that. And she has a lot of hours and hours of talk about the med bed that's coming. So anyway, I could go on, but Peter, I wanted to get back to you. Do you have any questions, anything that I've brought up so far? Because it really, this is so deep, and it's so ubiquitous and ethereal, right? It's mind-boggling what they say. Let me say this. The things that we want to talk about on the show is that human beings are on a planet that's an experimental planet. It's called the outback of the universe. It's called the prison planet, right? It's a planet. We were put here and made not only by the Anunnaki, but even by the Greys and the Reptilians and Tall Whites and all of them. These are different species from different parts of the galaxy who are here to watch what's going to happen in 2024, ascension. They're taking us from being dumbed down to the third dimension, if you will, maybe to get to the fourth, even to the fifth dimension in our consciousness. Now, that's a whole big subject. And if you want to understand what I just said in that one sentence, then you might want to go to Gaia and watch some of the programs by Emerald Smith and Captain Randy, I can't think of the name, but whatever it is, Randy Kramer. They talk about all of this. You might even want to go to Linda Mutant Howell, H-O-W-E. She has a podcast called Truth Hunters, and she's even on Gaia now with Truth Hunters. So you might want to tap into that and listen to what she has to say, because she's been researching this for at least since 1979, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And she has a ton of information to give us, and about the medbid, about the galactic chambers, about who we are, how we were made, the whole nine yards, and the tall whites and the grays and the reptilians and all the different species of aliens on the planet walking among us on a day-by-day basis. So it really gets deep. I mean, really gets deep. So if I were to say to you, before I go to Peter, if I were to say to you that human beings were created, modified, if you will, by the Anunnaki and 20 other different alien species who put the DNA in us. So that's one, and that's a big subject, and you might want to look at some of the works by Zachariah Sitchins. He has a book called The 12th Planet and other books. I think he had about 18 books out there that on the same subject, going off all the way back to the Sumerian civilization. And then you might want to go to another guy named Billy Carson. He does podcasts and a hell of a researcher, very prolific. I mean, he's off the chain. He has hundreds of thousands of listeners on what they call the number four bit of knowledge, his podcast. And you might want to listen to all the stuff that he talks about. So there are a lot of research people out there who have done their homework for us. Now we have to be, we have to be aware enough, concerned enough, and curious enough to go do our research about what these people have discovered for us. It's all laid out for us. And as there are many thousands and millions and billions of stars and planets in the universe, there are a trillion ideas and concepts about all of this in the universe. So it goes on and on and on. It's big. It's all over the place, but it's all encompassing about who we are. And the fact that we have been lied to and not told the truth. And now that the congressional hearings and the Pentagon have come forward to give us bits and pieces of information, honestly should pay a lot of attention to what's going on. Peter, anything you want to say before you take a break?
I do. You mentioned a couple of times the word Gaia. They're on Gaia.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is, and maybe some other people aren't. So what is Gaia?
It's a television program. It's if you got Netflix, it's G-A, if you go to Amazon and Amazon.com and punch up G-A-I-A, you'll see there's a whole channel of information talking about Billy Carson, Dr. Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer, all these other people who have done research, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Emerald Smith, all of these shows by all these people who have in the last 50, 60, 70 years have garnered a lot of information and a lot of books and research pieces on what we are talking about in terms of the disclosure about the aliens being here on Earth among us, or walking among us on a day-by-day basis. And right now, I can honestly say my researching elements have said that there are about 100 different alien species walking among us on a day-by-day basis, and they have been given permission to come to this planet to see what we are talking about, just like happened in Miami a couple of weeks ago. That was a true incident.
Go ahead. Let's get into the Miami thing. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then I want to hear more about the Miami thing. Here we go. So hold on.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Russ Johnson. We are on the UFO radio show. He's funding this with the Super Patch. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/UFO or UFO radio show or UFO Super Patch, we put this in a couple of places. You'll probably want to listen to this one again because George threw out a whole bunch of names and resources and platforms that could be the source of a lot of your information as well. But George, let's jump in and talk about, we have about 8 minutes left. Let's talk about Miami and what happened. So give us a brief background and then, you know, what's the scoop?
I appreciate you giving me a new name, George, if that's okay.
My brain has been imprinted with this because you sound like him. You do sound like him. I listened forever, like, to George Norrie.
Of course.
So sorry.
I'll take it. I want to be as important as George Norrie. I want to be the kind of announcer, researcher, host that George Norrie has been for the past 30 or 40 years. So he certainly is my hero, along with Al Bell and others, and with David Wilcox and Emerald Smith and the rest of it. We will go to Miami in just a moment. But when you talk about different shows, people go to Ancient Aliens, start watching that. Go to Gaia, G-A-I-A, watch that. Go to Cosmic Connections and the Truth Hunters now. I mean, and there's so many more because you got David Icke and all those people out there, and they're on radio, they're on television each and every day giving us the information that has been kept from you by the schools and the universities and the religious institutions. They have denied and lied to you. And one of the persons who talked about being lied to, and I'm going to go through that Miami in just a minute, would be William Tompkins, T-O-M-P-K-I-N-S. You got to pay attention to this. He has a 3-volume set called Selected by Extraterrestrials. He started working with the aliens back in 1939, 1940, 1941. And he's got all that hidden information in those 3 volumes. And if you sometimes just want to hear what he said in his own voice, go to YouTube and punch up William Tompkins and listen to what he has to say. He passed a couple of years ago at 94 years old, but he has a wealth of information that he was holding very close to his chest until the time he was ready to leave this planet. And he put his 3 volumes out there saying, here, for the last 80 years, this is what I've been holding back from you, that you've been lied to, that you've been given all the wrong information, that the churches, the president, the pope, the pimp, the whomever out there is trying to guide and direct you, they have been lying to you about the whole nature of things on this planet. So that being said, go listen to what he has to say. Let's do Miami for a minute. 2 weeks ago, I think it was New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, whatever, right in that vicinity, there was a big disruption down in Miami. I mean, where there 100 police cars came out and they shut down all the flights over that whole area of the mall down in Biscayne, and they wouldn't. No planes were able to fly over that airspace, if you will. And everybody who happened to be in the mall, they were running and getting out of the way because what happened was that there were 3 10-foot aliens who came through the mall, and everybody just was – they didn't threaten anybody. They weren't there to – they were visitors from other dimensions. And they happened to have the wrong dimensions. And instead of coming to Antarctica, where they, if you reverse those, the latitude and longitude of where the mall is, if you reverse all of that, it goes to Antarctica. So they came in the mall rather than Antarctica. But that, if you want to get more on terms of that explanation, you can go to Elizabeth April, who's about a 20-year-old young lady, and she's been doing remote viewing, out-of-body experiences, telepathy. She goes to talk to the Galactic Command up there, that big spaceship there that's above us, where thousands of different species are on it on a day-by-day basis watching us. Even the moon itself is an observatory. It's not a planet. It's an observatory. It doesn't rotate. You only see one side of it. So that was put there 40, 50,000 years ago to watch us and to watch what happens to us on this planet as they put us here to experiment with us. But anyway, so that was a whole big disruption. And if you start Googling Tic Tac or something, whatever you do, you'll see that whole discussion about what happened in Miami a couple weeks ago. So that was the essence of that. But if you want to hear a full explanation of the essence of it, go Google Elizabeth April, EA, like she has, as she calls herself recently, and she lays it all out about why they were here and what happened. Now, she will also say that there are many, many, many species here on planet Earth, not just one or two, not just the grays or the reptilians or the tall whites or the insectoids, but there are dozens and dozens, probably about another 150 different species of aliens on the planet that you can't see because they are on another vibratory or energy. So you can't see them, but yet they walk among us on a day-by-day basis. Now, the people who do research would know that the reptilians are able to shape-shift. They can look like a human being, or they can look like themselves, you know, like an alligator or whatever, you know. But that's a real deal in itself. But go ahead, Peter. You were about to ask something or say something.
So, yeah, no, all that stuff sounds very interesting, and I had never heard of Elizabeth April, so it's a simple name to spell, and it's just as it sounds, right? So it's Elizabeth April. And the other one you mentioned was Sky, S-K-Y-E, Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E. Those are easy ones to spell and kind of take a look at.
Good.
And just fascinating stuff. You know what I'd love to hear from you, and we're almost done wrapping this up. I'd love to hear from you the explanation more of how they're walking, these species of whatever it might be, are walking amongst us even now. Like one might even be sitting next to me, you know, nodding his head or whatever device
true.
Might have. You know,
true.
I'd love to hear a little bit more about that, because how many countless times have I had the experience of feeling like, you know, I think somebody guided me in this general direction, or maybe did this.
True.
You know,
yes.
It's like,
yeah.
So there's
that's true.
And then maybe on another radio show, we start talking about people that are religious and how they absorb this information, because this kind of contradicts maybe some stuff that religions may believe in as well. So maybe you can give us some explanations on that as well. But
what
we are done. So,
you got
a minute for what we'll do?
I'm going to bring somebody to the microphone to fully explain all the nuances of that. That's what I'll do.
That'd be great. You know, so this is a journey for a lot of people. And, you know, some people say, why should I learn this now? I think this is interesting just for knowledge, you know, to expand your knowledge. But I also, Russell, I got to put your name in front of me so I can read your name.
I'll take it. No problem.
I know. I really think that there's going to be something that happens before the election related to aliens. I feel them priming us for that. And it's, you know, they got to get us used to it first. So I'd say the more information people gather now, the more information they'll be able to figure out whether it's real or BS.
Oh, listen, 30 seconds. The United States House Oversight Committee have held hearings on the UFOs, right? During the hearings, now many former military officials have made a series of mystifying claims. This is going to be the biggest deal on planet Earth. So do your homework. Pull up the hearings. Listen to those hearings. And then we can go from there. How's that? Okay? Is that fair enough?
We'll see you next time on Building Fortune. Yeah, that's perfect. You get a phone to answer. There might be the aliens calling in. Catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.
Okay,
you've
sure.
been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.